It's my privilege to introduce John Ross for our lunch presentation. John is an estate planning, elder law, and asset protection attorney, founder of Ross & Schulmeyer, with offices, he told me, seven offices throughout East Texas and Southern Arkansas. He got his undergraduate degree from Texas State University and his JD from Texas Tech School of Law. He's a veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps. He's been a longtime member of NALA, and he hosts a radio show, a television show, a podcast. He has kind of been in the forefront of marketing for lots of Texas NALA members, and we're happy to have his expertise. He's also a cool guy. So, John, take it over.
Howdy. All right, well, I'm John, and you come to these programs and you give one presentation on whether or not you can do a power of attorney for sexual consent, and people think that every speech you're ever going to give after that is going to be about sex. I do other things in our practice. So today, this is a much more tame topic. Wes had asked specifically that I talk about the Corporate Transparency Act, and that's a pretty dull topic, so I thought I might expand on it a little bit and talk about, just generally speaking, how business entities and asset protection and anonymity in particular kind of all go hand in hand. And, I think the anonymity part of this is something that a lot of us maybe have looked over, not paid any attention to in the past. I know I've certainly been guilty of that, but I'm getting more and more questions from clients where they're the ones asking about their privacy. They're wanting to keep their business out of the general population out there. And I don't know exactly why it's become such an issue, although I can certainly see things out there. These new terms that I'd never even heard of like a couple of years ago, doxing, where you make somebody mad on the internet and they look up your home address and then post your home address on Twitter, so that everybody else who's also unhappy with your post now knows where you live. Another term, swatting. This is a really pretty new term. That's where somebody's really unhappy with you, and then they look up your address, and then they call 911 and say there's a guy in your house with a gun. And SWAT shows up at your house thinking that they're about to have an involvement with a armed combatant, the idea being that the person who's mad at you is hoping that the cops will kill you. So when we think about asset protection, I mean, my biggest asset's me. Right? So it really is kind of a different thing. Now, I did have a couple of examples. One of my clients, she wrote some books that became relatively popular, some books about the undead, and there was a news article, a news reporter, and he was doing a little fluff piece on her, talking about her small town origins and how she's become super popular, and this reporter was able to, just through general public records, like the, Central Appraisal District records and stuff like that, locate her home. And in this article, which went out in a national publication, he didn't give her address. It wasn't that cold exactly, but he did say something like, driving down a dusty road past the Winn-Dixie in XYZ town, and you turn right next to the mom and pop grocery store, and there on the corner is a little white house with a picket fence, right? Anybody with a Google maps would be able to locate her house in about 2 seconds.